And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of natural descent, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him and exclaimed, "This was the one whom I said, the one coming after me, ranks ahead of me because he existed before me." Indeed, we have all received grace upon grace from his fullness, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The one and only Son, who is himself God and is at the Father's side, he has revealed him.
Lord, we just humbly come before you this morning, before our time of worship, worshiping you. Lord, I ask that you will just forgive us of our sins and our trespasses and our transgressions against you. Lord, lead us and cause us to strive to know you, that every man, woman, and child would strive to know you personally and have a personal relationship with you. Father, I ask that you'll put in their hearts a hunger and a thirst for God's word. Lord, that they will strive to know you. Strive to be your servant, Lord. We just praise you and give you glory. What a blessing it is to know you. Father, what a blessing it is to have your word reveal to us who you are. And Lord, your call on our life. As each and every one of us sit here this morning, Lord, what a blessing and what a privilege it is to have the gospel, the word of God in our laps and in our hands, or even on our phones or our gadgets. But Lord, I thank you most of all for all that you've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning I'm going to tell you a little story concerning a couple, a married couple that was got a little familiar with God's word in a negative sense. This couple, they had all they ever needed. They both had a relationship with God. And this story is true. Both knew God pretty good. This couple went on for a period of time. So did their familiarity grew in a negative sense. And one day the wife started to question God's word. Questioning the authority of God's word, stating to herself that God's word and his authority over her life was restricting her from living the way she wanted to live and or thought she wanted to live, and to live a free life. Her husband observed her drift from God in his word. Her husband did not step in to persuade her to come back to the Word of God, to follow God. In fact, her husband followed her right into the trap of sinning against God. They both partook of sin and tasted the fruit of sin, thinking of themselves, "Now I'm living." Some period of time went on after that, and they continued to live in sin. Not long after that, their conscience started to get a hold of them. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost started pricking that conscience, and fear came over them. And they started thinking, and so they paused in their life and they had a conversation with God. They repented of their sins. And God did forgive them of their sins, but He didn't take the consequences away from them. Matter of fact, their sins costed them everything they had. Their sin costed their firstborn's life, for the younger brother murdered the older brother. And not needless to say that their sin caused them to die as well, and they lived not as long as God intended for them to do so. That is what happens when we have a cheap and inadequate and a presumptuous attitude toward God in His Word. We start to live the way we wanted to live. But this morning, I want you to turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It's the seventh book of the New Testament. If you get to 2 Corinthians, you went too far. And if you haven't went past Romans, you're not there yet. But 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting at the first verse. The scripture states in verses 1 and 2, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea." I want you to know here just for a moment, I want you to know the moment that you believed in Christ as your Lord and Savior, this book, the Word of God, became your family history. And He does not want you to be unaware of your fathers that have come before you. It is so important to keep the Word of God forefront in your mind. The Word of God does not want you to be unaware of how your fathers were under the cloud, according to verse 1. That is to say that your fathers, the saints of old, were under the divine guidance and protection of Jesus Christ. That is to say that the pillar of cloud by day led them through the heat of the day and sheltered them from that heat. That is to say that pillar of fire by night led them through the night, through the wilderness, that they may see their way through the night. So many of us want to leave God's Word, and we suffer from the heat of the day, from the hotness of the day, and we seem to be thirsty, and we seem never to be satisfied. We seem to be exhausted. And we seem maybe at the darkest hour of your night, of your life, you don't know which way to go. But I can tell you for sure, the Scriptures will guide you, direct you to Jesus Christ, the living Word of God, that you will find eternal life. Young folks, you don't have to search out what God's will is for you. It is found in the Word of God. Matter of fact, the will of God can be found for all of us in the Word. That is to say, just as our Lord Jesus Christ led our fathers out of bondage in Egypt, with divine protection and guidance, He will do the same for you. He did it for your fathers before you, and He will do it now. Yes, He led them by day, and He led them by night, leading us, if we will, follow Jesus Christ, the living Word of God, with all of our heart, mind, and soul. He will guide and protect us that we may find assurance of true salvation. Will you follow Him with all your might, with every thought? And with all your soul, will you follow the Word of Jesus Christ? Will you follow the Word of Scripture? That all passed through, and the Scriptures continue on and say that all passed through the sea and were baptized unto Moses. This is an illustration of divine deliverance. It shows that the power of God is to split the Red Sea, that our fathers of old may pass through the sea safely from the Egyptian army that was seeking to destroy them. remind you they crossed over on dry land. That is a true story. It happened to your fathers. The moment you believed in God, you have a spiritual inheritance and you're adopted into the family of God. This happened and this is true. They were all baptized unto Moses, speaking of the authority given unto Moses in his leadership to guide the God's people to the promised land. I tell you today that maybe a sea is in front of you, a sea of sin that might be in front of you. It may seem that it's impossible for you to cross over that sea or whatever that stronghold is in your life. And your accuser, which is Satan, is ready and is able to stand there and accuse you of everything you've ever done in hindering you in following after the Lord Jesus. There seems to be no hope. All is lost. But I tell you, my Lord and my God, Jesus Christ can split the sea and cause you to walk across on dry ground. God the Father has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, that we might be saved and has given us the Word of God that we may have protection and guidance and deliverance from the bondage of sin. When I read the Bible, I hear the voice of God. I hear the voice of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, calling out, "Read me and believe what you have read. Pick me up, study me, read me, and believe what you have read." See, verses 3 and 4 there, it says, "And did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." The scriptures state that they all did eat the same spiritual food, and they all did drink the same spiritual drink. They were all together 40 years in the wilderness and ate and drunk the same spiritual food, just as some of we and just as we are here today in the house of God, eating and drinking the same spiritual food that we get from the Word of God. But some of us yet are so familiar with the Word of God, we don't want nothing to do with it. That rock that was mentioned in this chapter was a type of Christ. It was not a theophany of Christ. The rock that Moses struck in the Exodus 17:6 in the wilderness after they crossed through the sea and after they was there, they was liable to pass away because of thirst. But we see in Exodus 17:6, "Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. That was a foreshadow of the provision of Jesus, what Jesus Christ would do for us. He was smitten and he was beaten on a cross. He bled for you and I, that we may have sin, that we may have forgiveness of sin, that we may see and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. The Bible goes on and says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life," is what our Lord Jesus Christ said unto the woman at the well. We go on, and our Lord was talking to some Jews, probably some Pharisees, and he said in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 37 and 38, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." I hear the voice of Jesus Christ calling out, every day on the street corner. Will you follow me? Will you pick my word up? And will you follow me? Will you not keep going on in your ignorance and being unaware of what your fathers went through and how they grew familiar with all the works of God? Many of us have sat here, and not just in this area, but in a lot of areas in our country today, and we are so familiar with the Word of God. We don't seem to have the desire, the zeal to carry on. We seem that we have just a little bit of zeal to acknowledge that Christ came by a virgin, that Christ fulfilled all the prophecies in Scripture, and how He died on a cross, and how He rose on the third day, and how He ascended up into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God. Many seem not to be moved of what Christ has done for them. Though as the Scripture states in verse 5, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Many of us have become so familiar or overthrown in the wilderness. And if I may say, the wilderness today is the world that we live in. We all have a wilderness. And many of us are so familiar with the Word of God, we do not take it seriously, leading us to be overthrown in this world, in this wilderness, because of our trials and tribulations. We seem not to be able to stand because we don't take it, the Word of God, serious. Many of us are so familiar with the Word or with the name of Christ that we want a Christ that co-signs our sin. And how dare the Word of God confront me? Or how dare another Christian confront me in what I'm doing? I just want a Christ to co-sign what I'm doing. And if the Word doesn't fit me, I want to take it out or ignore it or change the context of it. Many of us have seen the wonders and the miracles that God the Father has done through His Son Jesus Christ over the years in our lives, yet we refuse to submit to Jesus Christ. It breaks my heart to see that on a daily basis and on a weekly basis. I spoke with a man earlier this week that spent 15 years in prison. And when I talked to him, I asked him, I said, if you was following the Word of God and you was following Jesus, you wouldn't be there. You just now getting out, you wouldn't have spent 15 years in prison. But I know for me, just a personal fact, that in my youth, I ran from God and didn't want nothing to do with Him. And them consequences I still pay for today. And I know that God loves me. But will you submit to Jesus Christ? And we don't like that word today neither. Just as the day of Israel being led out of Egypt and through the wilderness for 40 years, they saw the miracles that God did. Yet they did not listen. How God led them by day and how He led them by night and how He split the Red Sea. And once they got to the other side, they were overthrown in the wilderness of sin by lust, according to the Scriptures of verse 6 through 11 here in chapter 10. Now these things were our examples. The Word said these are for your example. Not mine, yours, all of us. Now these things were our example to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 3,000 and 20,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Will you believe what the Word of God has spoken, or will you continue on in sin? Do you not see the examples in Scripture, how sin leads to death and separates us from God that loved us so much to send His only Son, Jesus Christ? He sent Him for you. He sent Him for me. He sent Him for every and each individual on this planet. How prevalent is sin in the world today? The times have changed, but sin is the same, leading many to condemnation and eternal separation from God. I want to say here, I talk to a lot of parents of teenagers, and they say, oh, the time has changed. You just don't understand, preacher. No, I understand. Times has changed, but sin is the same. Our values have changed. We got so familiar with the Word of God, we don't esteem it in our own house. We don't lift the Word of God or lift Jesus Christ up in the marketplace in our everyday life. No, yeah, the times has changed, but sin has remained the same, leading many unto separation from God. That is hell, is being separated from God. Do you hear the admonition, the instructions of the voice of Jesus Christ calling out through the Word of God? Pick me up. Study me. Living the living Word of God. Will you believe what you read? Or is it just a good moral book for you to teach life's lessons? But many of us have sat here for over 40 years. I know there's saints that's been here over 40 years, and I thank God for them. But don't grow tired and don't grow weary feeding on the same spiritual food and the same spiritual drink. But find that love. Be persistent in seeking out your own soul salvation. How your Savior came. How your Savior died on a cross. How your Savior was risen on the third day. How your Savior ascended up into heaven. And now is sitting at the right hand of God. And remind you, there is only one mediator between man and God, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Will you answer that call today? Will you answer that call to lift Jesus Christ first in your life? Verse 12 says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Will you believe what is revealed to you by the Word of God? Do you hear the Word of God calling out to you? Calling out to whosoever will, let them come. And believe in the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. I ask you today to get it settled in your hearts and in your minds and in your life. Don't let the circumstances of this world lead you into sinning against God. There will never be a time just that everything is perfect for you to come to Christ and start living according to the Word of God. But you can get it settled in your heart. No matter the cost, I will serve Him. Will you do that? Will you be a leader for your grandchildren, your children? And children, will you be a leader in your community? Or will you waver in the wilderness and with your familiarity with God and just pull him out when you need him? When you think that darkest hour has come upon you and you just sit there and pray, oh God, help me. Will you search him? Will you lift him up in your life? And will you hold him first? Do not be an idol worshiper. Miss Alma, I spoke with her before. Miss Alma, I spoke with her before the service. And she don't know I'm going to say this, but I'm going to use your word. She said the older she gets, the less she's worried about obtaining materialistic things. Because all you have is Jesus. All you have is Jesus. It doesn't matter what you have today. It doesn't matter what you gain in your life. All you have is Jesus. Will you lift him up? And will you serve him?